This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Margarine isn't butter, but it's also true they call those foam packing things peanuts, and we do not nibble on them. Lawmakers in Louisiana are debating when food products can be called rice, this with new products like cauliflower rice bugging growers of rice. Lane Kaplan-Levinson has the story.
Jeff Durand is crawling into a massive grain silo on his rice farm in St. Martinville, Louisiana. His family's been farming rice for 40 years.
Well, you know, we take a lot of pride in growing a good, clean, quality rice crop.
But now there's something else on the market calling itself rice. Cauliflower.
Don't call it rice. It's not rice.
Louisiana is the country's third largest rice-producing state, and Durand worries about his bottom line. Now, the trade group that represents rice nationwide is fighting to limit what can be called rice.
There's no such thing as cauliflower rice.
That's Michael Klein with USA Rice. He supports Louisiana Senate Bill 152. It provides for truth in labeling of agricultural products. Klein says,
rice is a grain, not a shape.
And he says calling cauliflower rice is misleading, and it could confuse consumers who might be
buying these products by mistake.
So you think you're buying, let's say, frozen fried rice, and then you go home and realize you bought a bag of minced vegetables. Michael Robbins is a consultant with the Plant-Based Foods Association. He says
consumers are not confused. They know exactly what they're buying.
He says the bill is just an attack on a new, fast-growing industry. According to Nielsen data, sales of cauliflower rice brought in $104 million last year, a 50% increase from the year before.
And we believe the numbers will be even better for this year.
But those sales are still much lower than traditional rice sales in 2018. That reached $2.2 billion nationwide, up about 4% from the previous year. I go to a local grocery store and find Holly Barrett perusing the freezer section. The store sells cauliflower rice, but she doesn't buy it.
If the native ingredient is not rice, which we happily grow here, then it's not okay.
She supports the bill. Similar measures have already passed in Arkansas and Missouri and are being challenged in court. If it passes in Louisiana, it's likely the courts will also have to decide if rice is a grain or shape. In New Orleans, I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson for Marketplace.